That damn money. And he ain't got no woman. Either woman, woman, either 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 woman.
Yes. How old are you when I'm about 90? How old will I be? Let me see. 95. Well, you know what? My grandmother's older now than I would be the next time you listen to Comic Con. So who knows? There's a chance. God only knows what the world will be like.
Hello, this is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is 2nd of April, 2007. It's a nice, bright spring day here in Nebraska. I kicked my seat back a little bit so that the recorder doesn't fall down. I'm going to actually try and put it in my pocket here. Boy, what's been going on? I don't know if I've updated you guys lately. Hold on, let's try something different here. Okay, let's see if this works better. Alright, that looks like that might work a little bit better. Let's see what's been going on, folks. Not a whole lot. I've been learning how to use the new iPod, which I'm listening to. If you,
you can barely see it. But I'm telling you.
Here.
You could not see anything. There was not anything. It was completely not visible.
Frank Edward Nora, the overnight scape here for, I don't know, what would have it been? The 30th of March? I should actually pause that because I would like to listen to the whole thing. Let's see. Holy smokes, Frank, you got a 2-hour show. I believe Frank Edward Nora is going crazy. And let's see, what else? What else has been going down? Well, let's start from yesterday, or let's start from today. Today, kind of chilly this morning. It was in the mid-40s. Got to work. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Some yahoos on the side of the road there with the tire blown completely out. Check the air in your tires, folks, because you could end up with a blowout if you don't check the air in your tires. Much like these yahoos on the interstate, it's, at least one a day that I see that's got a flat tire or ran out of gas. How that happens, I'm not sure. I guess I've had my share of flat tires, but knock on wood. I don't believe I've actually run a car out of gas. I probably have come very close several times, but no such luck on running out of gas. So, like I said, it's about 4:30 on a Monday morning here. Yesterday was April Fool's. Pretty beat up from the weekend. I don't know what the hell got into me, but I decided to replace part of my driveway. I don't remember how big of the piece is. I don't know, probably 3 feet wide by 12 feet, something like that. The good thing is I got all of the equipment and tools and the supplies to do that, so I went ahead and did it. I had to break all that up, which was fun and exciting and yet very tiring. Went and let's see, what else did I do? started that about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, breaking that concrete out. And I've got this huge rubble pile in my front driveway now, which hopefully I can get taken away this weekend. If not, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it. Started about 1 o'clock. I think I finished up breaking everything out about 5. Then I started into pouring, which meant I had to move a bunch of material from the back to the front now. And I'm kind of anxious to see how it turns out. Not entirely happy with a lot of the way it turned out, but it's a lot better than what I had, I guess, is one way to look at it. And so we'll see. It'll probably just crack up and break apart. I'll have to break it out again and redo it. So I did that. What else did I do? Finished that up about 9 o'clock. In the evening, I was totally beat. I could barely move by the time I was done. Swinging a sledgehammer, chipping concrete out with a chisel. Very, very, very tedious and heavy work. Like I said, I've got a bunch of rubble that I need to get rid of. Anybody wants any rubble, they can come get it. Let's see, what happened Saturday? Saturday, it was kind of rainy. It was a pretty nice day early on in the morning. I got up about 6 o'clock. I don't know what got into me, but I kind of got a wild hair. And I started working on a whole bunch of different things. I spent a good part of the evening working on my silly op-amp thing, and I'm actually getting an output signal, but I'm not getting an input signal. So I'm going to take a closer look at that today. I'm going to actually probably remove the capacitor and see if I can get an input signal there. Yeah. I don't know. It should work. I actually burned out an LED that I'm using for a indicator to let me know if the power's on. I actually had that hooked up to the output of the amp, which of course I'm sure cooked it. But the input signal, I can't get a signal going into it, so I don't know if the op amp's bad or if the capacitor's bad. I could have cooked that on a soldering iron, you know. Maybe I have the wrong value there. I need to look at that a little bit closer. I have no idea what value I have. I have a lot of these little ceramic capacitors, but I have no idea what the hell the values are. They're not marked with the values, of course. They've got some sort of crazy number on it. Maybe I can cross-reference them into Radio Shack or something. I don't know. Okay, so I worked on that. What else did I do? I don't remember much. We went grocery shopping, I guess. We did that. Saturday night. Friday night. I don't think I was feeling very good Friday at all. Last Thursday, I took a sick day. I kind of came down with a cold last week. I thought I was really going to have a bad sore throat. I actually kind of came out of it. I did sleep quite a bit on Thursday. Friday, I still felt pretty crappy. And then after that, I don't know. Yeah. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do when the bad boys come looking for you? Speed limit. Why the hell am I running up onto people? It's a good 10 miles an hour below the speed limit, but people are in front of me. Big red end. Kind of amazing how it's really kind of amazing how much it's greened up here in the last few days with try and bounce it. I don't know, I get all kinds of funny noise now, don't I? How much things have greened up around here in the last few days. We got a wheat field here somewhere, or oats or something like that. That's kind of neat to see. Yeah, there it is. It's greened up. So what else has been going on? Like I said, I'm sore. Been playing with the iPod. There's a sleep timer in the iPod, which I couldn't find yesterday, but I actually did do some web search today, and I found it. I really find the interface, smooth, but yet I wish there was some things you could do with the interface that it doesn't let you do. I haven't figured it out yet. Maybe there's a way to do it, but I wish it would, when you turn it on, it automatically do, it would go to one thing, like a particular playlist. It always seems to start off at music, I think. I wish it would automatically go to a particular playlist. I think I figured out how to do the on the go playlist, which I think is kind of neat. Played some games. What else? I really want to buy Sudoku on the iPod, but. Trying to keep my spending down, of course. Maybe I'll start that deck project here this summer. We'll see how things go, spending-wise. It is nice to have the patio complete, finally. Going back to the iPod. I actually got quite a few things loaded onto it, a lot of CDs that I want on there. Probably a few more that I'd like to find, some CDs I need to find and put on there. I haven't quite figured out how to convert movies yet, although it says you can do it. What I'm using is VLC to do the conversion. And it works for the most part, but I don't know. I'd also like to figure out how to do the... I need to do a smart playlist that will delete files for me off of the iPod and off the computer. Maybe I just gotta create. Well, that won't do it either, will it? Crap. Well, maybe if I go into that actual playlist and delete this. What I've been doing is, here's a trick for you. And I've got an older version of this software, so it actually works a lot better for me. The newer version's got a little bit more limitations, so I haven't upgraded it, thank goodness. On my older computer, there's a stream ripper that you can rip shoutcast streams, a bunch of different streams that you can rip. And what I've been ripping down is Coast to Coast AM. Somebody out there broadcasts it, so there's some older shows and they're interesting, so I put those on the iPod as they come up. And man, what is this construction guy doing? He's driving all over in the ditches and stuff. I hope he gets stuck. So what I'd like to do is delete those as I listen to them, but I may not be able to do that. Like I said, I may have to go into that individual playlist and find the ones that have been played once and then delete them out of that playlist. I don't believe that playlist is coming up on my iPod, which is kind of ticks me off, but anyway, what you gonna do? I guess it has been raining. I'm going across the Platte River today, right now. And I can't see some of the islands that are typically there, so the water must be up a little bit. Right where I cross there, it tends to flood quite a bit. The road is way up, probably 20 feet off of the banks. And maybe not that high, but it's up there. Oh, man. I'm surprised I didn't have a heart attack yesterday. Still kind of tired and groggy today. I'm just kind of rambling, you know. One of the things I would really, really, really like to do, and I should see if I can catch them. I need to go through my files and add those files to my iPod. But maybe I'm really missing some Jim and Esther. I really wish they would do a recorded podcast. But I guess the next best thing is, holy crap, that road is all broke up there. The next best thing, I guess, would be to, like I said, rip those streams down and see if I can get that to work. That actually helps on the sound, I think, maybe. If I put my arm right there. So, I wish I could schedule it. You can do that. You just gotta turn it on when you're ready to turn it on, and shut it off when you're ready to shut it off. Maybe I could do it with a batch file, I don't know. But it seems like Jim and Esther usually come on later in the evening sometime. What are they, 3 or 4 hours? At least 3 hours different than where I'm at, time zone wise. So I think there's 7 o'clock is 11. Maybe it's 4 hours. I know when they have house concerts, I usually have to stay up pretty darn late to catch them. So, you know, I really hope this thing's recording. I should check. Yeah, looks like we're recording, folks. Okay, good. Well, what am I going to do tonight? I may mow the lawn tonight. I may move some dirt around. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I actually should go buy some bricks. I've got quite a few projects going on that are going to take me quite a bit of time to do. yeah, pain in the ass. Pain in my ass. Pain in the ass. What I want to do, I've got some trees out front that I actually want to surround with, this retaining wall type material. And, actually, I've got all this dirt in the backyard. I want to fill that in into this tree area, so it ends up being more like a raised bed. I don't know what to do with all this dirt from where the patio is now, so what the heck, that's a good way of doing it, getting rid of that dirt, just moving it there. I've got a few holes in the lawn that I want to fill with dirt, which I've kind of done a little bit with. I started Saturday doing that, Saturday morning, and it was still kind of damp and cool, and it was pretty much too wet to move the dirt. It's probably too wet to move the dirt today. The dirt just kind of sucks up the water and doesn't get rid of it very well. So, boy, I got a lot of dirt to move. I need to go buy a wheelbarrow. I need to buy a wheelbarrow is what I need to do. Wife's not going to like it, but you know what? I need a wheelbarrow. Yep, I need a wheelbarrow. Where will I put the wheelbarrow when I'm done using it? I don't know. The garage, the backyard. Maybe I'll get one of those fancy plastic ones. I don't know. I can always mix cement in the wheelbarrow. I like mixing cement. It's big work. Yeah. Yep. So I don't know, maybe I'll move some dirt if it's not too muddy tonight. Hopefully my wife doesn't have all these goddamn plans to derail things. Yeah, the other thing I was thinking is I could put some of that rubble into where I'm going to fill this in with dirt, cover it with dirt, and it would be gone forever. But, I don't know if I want to do that. Got a lot of rubble. Yes, indeed I do. What am I gonna do with this rubble? You know, I wish the city or somebody had a place where you could take this stuff. I suppose that's what you call the dump. But, or even construction sites or construction, you know, like where they're building roads and stuff, they always have a lot of rubble. It's really kind of surprised how well everything kind of came apart there. What I really needed was like a long kind of metal thing. I did buy a sledgehammer. The sledgehammer was way too big for what I was trying to do. At least part of what I was trying to do. That put a blister on top of a blister on my hand. Not very fun. Well, folks, I'm just about to my turn off. We're about 25 minutes in here. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Someday I'm going to get this doggone intro recorded into my unit here, and I won't have to do a bunch of post-production. I can just download it and do the post-production, just raise the levels for the post-production. So, anyway, I'm going to let you go. This is Chris 200 for Audio on Demand. Bye-bye.